This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Donald Trump answers the charges.
He plans to plead not guilty.
Amid tight security.
We are prepared for a variety of different size crowds.
Delirious in Denver. For an NBA title.
We won our first championship. Let's go, baby.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Stephen Portnoy in Miami with the CBS World News Roundup. The case of the United States versus Donald J. Trump begins today in a federal courtroom here this afternoon. The former president and his body man will make an initial appearance before a magistrate judge. Special counsel Jack Smith, who arrived here in Miami last night, accuses the pair of conspiring to hide dozens of classified documents when the Justice Department came calling. But Trump attorneys say they'll allege Smith's team wrongly pressured witnesses and their lawyers. Lindsay Halligan was on Fox last night.
There's lots of issues in this case, lots that we can do to hopefully expose the prosecutorial misconduct.
My colleagues and I will provide full coverage of today's arraignment. We begin with CBS's Scott McFarlane.
This historic American moment is largely going to be invisible to Americans. There are no cameras permitted inside the courthouse. There'll be no audio feed of the proceedings. Meanwhile, outside, heavy police presence, there'll be local and federal law enforcement officers.
I'm Robert Costa. Trump spent Monday night at his Doral resort near Miami meeting with potential additions to his legal operation. Politically speaking, many Trump advisors tell CBS News they believe he will not only survive, but actually see his standing improve with Republican voters who they believe share Trump's grievances over how this has all unfolded.
The allegations in the 44-page indictment cite video and audio evidence, which the special counsel will use to prove that Trump held on to some of the nation's most sensitive secrets when he knew he shouldn't have, and that he conspired with body man Walt Nauta to hide the documents, even from his own attorney, after they were subpoenaed. CBS's Catherine Herridge has more on that.
The classified records strewn throughout Mar-a-Lago, in a public ballroom, a bathroom, and tossed on a storage room floor, are among the nation's most closely held secrets. Of the 31 charges for the willful retention of national defense information, 21 involve top secret documents. Some have classified codes suggesting special access programs, which can be so secret the U.S. government doesn't acknowledge their existence.
Today's proceedings are not expected to last very long, just enough time for rights to be read, the initial pleas to be entered, and conditions for release to be set. On the eve of his 77th birthday, former President Trump will head back to New Jersey as soon as the arraignment is over to give a speech and raise money for his campaign.
Well, Stephen, while many Republicans and GOP primary voters say they still back Trump, there are critics in the party speaking out. Some are running for president against him. One is former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. He was on CNN last night.
Whether you like Donald Trump or you don't like Donald Trump, this conduct is inexcusable, in my opinion, for somebody who wants to be president of the United States.
Christie called the evidence against Trump damning, a characterization also used by Trump's former Attorney General, William Barr. And on Fox News, Nikki Haley called the indictment vendetta politics, but also turned her attention to the GOP frontrunner.
President Trump was incredibly reckless with our national security. This puts all of our military men and women in danger.
Now to Denver, where police say at least 9 people were shot and wounded. 3 are in critical condition in the street celebration that followed the Nuggets winning the NBA title for the first time. Police say the suspect in the shootings was also wounded. For most people in Denver, it was a time of joy after the 94-89 win over the Miami Heat in Game 5 that clinched the title. Nuggets star Nikola Jokic, the finals MVP.
It's a good feeling when you know that you did something that nobody believes and just it was just us.
Overseas, CBS's Ian Lee has the latest on the war in Ukraine.
Overnight, deadly Russian missiles and drones rained down on the heart of Ukraine. The first bang woke me up and I went straight to my balcony, says this witness. The second explosion roared over my head as hot debris fell and I saw the building on fire. The latest attack comes as Ukraine's counteroffensive slowly pushes forward. Ukrainian troops fiercely fight for every mile, forcing the Russians back. So far, officials say they've recaptured at least 7 settlements.
Eat, Pray, Love author Elizabeth Gilbert is delaying publication of a new novel because of what she calls anger, sorrow, disappointment, and pain from Ukrainian readers. The Snow Forest is set in Russia. The head of PEN America, the free expression organization, called that decision regrettable.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The military calls it a mishap, a helicopter incident in northeastern Syria that left 22 U.S. service members hurt. A Pentagon statement says no enemy fire was involved. Here at home, one body has been found in the destruction left by the tanker truck fire and collapsed portion of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia. Isaac Moody is the cousin of the tanker truck driver.
What caused the truck to lose control is my question, because I can't see him with everything he had to live for to lose it.
Officials say I-95 in that stretch will be closed for weeks as demolition crews get to work. There's an investigation in Lockport, New York, after a boat capsized while touring an underground cavern system built to carry water from the Erie Canal. Fire Chief Luca Quagliano.
Somehow, at the end of the cave, the boat became unbalanced and capsized. Unfortunately, we did have one fatality.
8 others were sent to hospitals for treatment. The mother of the 6-year-old boy who shot and wounded his teacher at school in Newport News, Virginia, pleaded guilty yesterday to a federal charge of using marijuana while possessing a gun. Deja Taylor will be sentenced in October. She could get up to 2 years in prison. An investment group has bought the Golden Globes and the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, behind the Globes for 8 decades, but hit by scandal in recent years, will now dissolve. There's news about a legendary TV game show host.
Let's do our first toss-up. Showbiz is the category. It's worth $1,000.
Wheel of Fortune's Pat Sajak has spelled out on social media that the upcoming season of the show will be his last. He's 76 years old and has been at the wheel since 1981. The way this next story goes, the 5th Beatle is artificial intelligence.
AI had already enabled Paul McCartney to duet with bandmate John Lennon at the Glastonbury Festival last year, more than 40 years after Lennon's death. Now, it's helped resurrect a scratchy old demo for what McCartney says will be the last Beatles song.
We were able to take John's voice and get it pure through this AI so that then we could mix the record.
He says the single will be out later this year. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood mourns the tragic death of an actor.
I need to prove to my wife that I can be the kind of father that she wanted me to be when she was alive.
Police in Vermont say Everwood star Treat Williams was thrown from his motorcycle when it collided with an SUV making a left-hand turn in Dorset. His agent says Williams was an actor's actor.
Manchester, England, England.
Starred as George Berger in Hair, the original movie, 4 years after his big screen debut in Deadly Hero. Williams appeared on Broadway in Grease and Pirates of Penzance. He was 71 years old and leaves behind a wife and two children. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
An autopsy reveals former U.S. Olympic sprinter Tori Bowie died of complications from childbirth. She was 8 months pregnant when she died last month at 32. That's the roundup. For Stephen Portnoy in Miami, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special. Tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.